This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can.
What?
Of Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
And glad you're with us. If you missed hour one, did Trump win on the Mexico issue? We'll talk about that on the podcast. Chrissy Clark joining us in the ladies' lounge tonight for the first time. It's going to be such a good hour. Thank you for being here. Thank you for coming on back on this Saturday night. If you've been listening to me all week and you're not tired of me yet, man, I just can't believe what the glutton for punishment you are. But thank you for being here. And thank you for great radio stations coast to coast, from New Jersey to San Diego, from Vancouver, Washington, all the way to Tampa Bay and just about everywhere in between. We're grateful to have you with us. And the Biz TV people, grateful for their partnership as well, getting us in 66 million households coast to coast. If you've listened for any length of time, you know that in hour two, I started something, I think it's been now at least 3 years ago on this show, but prior to that, it was part of my late night show in New York, where I would open up a segment of the show expressly for the purpose of something we called the Ladies' Lounge. And the Ladies' Lounge concept is very simple. There are a lot of emerging voices in media that happen to be female that have a lot to say. And talk radio tends to be a male-dominant medium. A lot of the news talk media, including cable channels, etc., also tend to be male-dominant. And if they allow female voices to be part of it, you know what they tend to be? They tend to be monolithically one side of the discussion, and there are a handful of examples where that's not the case, but it's very much the case a vast majority of the time. So I started saying, hey, there's a lot of these really smart, articulate women that have things to say. Why not create a vehicle by which we get to hear from them, get to know who they are, and champion their efforts at trying to have a part of the dialogue and the debate? And that's where the concept for the Ladies Lounge has come about. I don't always have people that agree with me, but they are always good at what they do, and that's the kind of factor that runs through what we do with the Ladies Lounge. So I was very pleased to read my next guest's work this week. Chrissy Clark is now a staff writer for The Federalist, and she has written on a number of issues that have been really big stories in recent days for The Federalist. And I said, hey, Chrissy, you want to come on? And she said, sure. So from formerly of Chicago, but now the D.C. area, Chrissy Clark, welcome to Kevin McCullough and Radio Night Live. Good to have you.
Thank you so much for having me, Kevin.
There were some people on staff that had not met you or read your stuff yet, and they said, you know, she seems pretty young. And I said, well, you know, I don't exactly know her age, but I know that you graduated college not long ago, and I don't know how many jobs you've had before The Federalist. So where did Chrissy Clark come from?
Yeah, so I'm actually a very recent graduate. I graduated this past May from Michigan State University. Before that, I did a bunch of internships. I was an intern at the Heritage Foundation.
Nice.
I interned for Turning Points USA inaugural internship program. And then I also took a job with Turning Point after my internship. I actually ended up doing a lot of work for them and worked full-time through my senior year. So
nice.
Definitely lots of different things, but always in the conservative realm of things, which I'm happy to be a part of.
Yeah. Well, and The Federalist, for people that don't read it, and it's one of my favorite publications, and I actually write for a competitor, townhall.com, so I have to be, you know, I always kind of have to walk a fine line. But I love the contributorship and kind of the camaraderie of the writers at The Federalist. What has it been like being kind of the new kid on the block there?
Well, at first I was very intimidated because a lot of my coworkers are, you know, they're on Fox News and they're doing all these really awesome things that I hope to do in the future. But I feel like there's a sense of, you know, is there, where's the boundary? Where can I ask for questions, or where can I, you know, draw the line on certain things? And everyone has been so welcoming. I feel like I hear about Molly Hemingway and she's like an idol to me. And then she was like, oh, can I have your cell phone number? And I was like, oh, no problem. It's just been really, really, I don't even know. I just still can't believe that this is real life right now.
Yeah. No, Molly is an incredible. And, you know, when it came to the Russia collusion investigation season, the whole thing through, there were only three people I recommended that my listeners read and read them as much as they could on that stuff. Byron York of The Examiner, Kim Strassel of The Wall Street Journal, and Molly Hemingway of The Federalist. But those three did the lion's share of the heavy lifting that every other conservative outlet needed to be able to, you know, have the facts in a timely fashion to be able to dispute what was being generated by CNN and MSNBC. And it really was a service to the country. So the next time you see Molly, tell her that Kevin again says thank you for all the good stuff that she did.
I definitely will.
Talk to us about what the current college campus is like. You're just coming off of a fairly large state school campus, Michigan State, famous in my lifetime for the career of one Irvin Magic Johnson, who I was a huge, total geek fan of when I was a kid playing basketball. But having worked for Turning Point, I'm really interested in your experience in interacting with that organization while going to school on the campus of a major state school.
Absolutely. So there's a lot of challenges that come for a lot of conservative students. And I can't say that I ever had one experience where, you know, I was really challenged or, you know, somebody was trying to threaten me or something along those lines. I really didn't have an experience like that. And I'm thankful for that because I did a lot of work trying is a key word, to, you know, really get not only Turning Point, but the Young Americans for Freedom, Young Americans for Liberty, our James Madison College Conservatives, the Students for Life. It was more about finding a ground where all conservative voices could build each other up rather than being a part of one of the six different clubs and trying to silence the voices of liberals, because that's what they've been doing to us for so long. So instead, we thought it would be a great idea to just lift each other up, which is kind of what, you know, you said you did the show in the first place for, was to lift up people that feel like they're, you know, can't speak their minds. So that's what we decided to do at Michigan State. So I would say my college experience is a little different. But for all the campuses I worked at throughout the whole country, I definitely saw some people that were getting attacked for just having their ideas. And I think you saw that, I believe it's at UC Berkeley, that kid that just got punched right in the face.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, for having a thought, that's just, it's borderline insane, and it's become a breeding ground for some of these far-left agendas, for sure.
Well, when you see, and this happens in every person's Facebook feed, but there's these videos that pop up where you just see a MAGA hat that just gets ripped off somebody, and the next thing you know, they're throwing the person to the ground, and, you know, the whole gang's kicking them and beating them and stuff. And the country that we now live in, and I'm considerably older than you, so I kind of feel like I've seen a little bit more of life, but this is new. This is a different stage. This is more serious and much more punitive and mean and brutal than the political disagreement that we've had when I was in college or, you know, in high school coming up. And I'm just wondering, you know, I know that Turning Point, and Charlie's been on my show, and Candace is just amazing, but there's so much work to be done to help the generation that you're a part of to really understand the legacy and the privilege that they've been given to live in a country that is as free as the one we're in.
Yeah, it goes right over most college kids' heads, because my mom always says, you should not be voting until you can pay taxes. I was like, Mom, you can't tell people that. That's not cool. But regardless, I kind of get the point of it, is you just don't understand how lucky you are and how difficult the real world is when you're kind of coddled at this college level. It's like when you fall on your butt, it's the best time to learn and grow up and really see the values that conservatives hold and that they really do play a role in your everyday life. and that being coddled in your safe space isn't going to help anybody, especially yourself in the real world.
Right. Well, I'm always reminded of that old saying, everybody's a liberal until they get their first paycheck, and then they become a moderate, and they're a moderate until they have their first kid. And once they've had all of their children, they almost all become conservative. And the reason why is very simple. Government and its reach to try to take from you everything that you're doing constantly seems to be, never be ending. So I don't blame young people for being kind of stupid on the issues, because they just don't have any reason not to be. But as they get that experience over time, if they don't begin to adjust their thinking then we've got real problems, because it's not going to come back at that point. Hey, Chris.
I think the thing. What's up?
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Oh, I was just saying that, you know, my mom always says that if you're 20 years old and you're not a Republican, then you don't have a heart. And if you're 40 years old and you're not a Republican, then you don't have a brain. So.
That's well said. All right.
Good.
Chrissy Clark, staff writer for The Federalist. You can follow her on Twitter. Her follow is @ChrissyClark_. We'll tell you more about that when we continue. But she's also been watching a lot of the 2020 action thus far. You know, I've made some predictions. We'll check in with Chrissy, see what her reporting, how it measures up with what I've been saying about that election that's coming up. And we'll do that next. Here, it's Kevin McCullough live from New York. It's Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What a little moonlight can do.
There we go. If you're on Biz TV tonight, that's the shot that I love to see. Lower Manhattan, the Freedom Tower, pointing to heaven and totally lit up and beautiful. It's the greatest city on planet Earth. Yeah. Though my current guest might disagree, she comes from the Chicago area, which is where I went to school, and it's a pretty beautiful city in and of itself. And now she's a part of the nation's capital. So, Chrissy, you'll have to compare New York and D.C. and Chicago and come up with your own conclusion. But one of the fun things we do in the ladies' lounge is we do things that are not related to the day job. So, for instance, for Chrissy Clark, staff writer at The Federalist, who is your most influential inspiration in the world of journalism that you would like to most pattern your future after?
That's a tough question.
I'm good at those.
I think I grew up loving Megyn Kelly. She was like my I don't even know, idol. And I would always say, oh, I want to be the next Megyn Kelly. That was my dream job. And I don't think that that is a dream job, being somebody else. But, you know, I worked really hard to try and do that. Now I think somebody I look up to a lot, and she's on your show, is Kelsey Bolar.
Yeah.
It was Kelsey Harkness when I started.
Right.
She has been my mentor during the Heritage program, and now she's been somebody I look up to and really want to follow in her footsteps as I continue on, because it's just really rare to find, I would say, conservatives that speak a really good message but then also say it in a very classy way.
Yeah.
It's really easy to get caught up in the frustration of what's happening to conservatives right now, and I totally get it. I want to speak to a young audience. I don't want to sound like I'm trying too hard. I just want to be relaxed too, and I think she does it in such a classy way that that's who I want to be like, and that's, you know, the message I want to put out.
It's interesting that you mentioned Kelsey, because today is her birthday, and is in her birthday twin was Bree Payton, who we lost in December, and tragically, this would have been her birthday today too. And I was thinking about all those things when we had scheduled you, and I thought, this is so ironic that we're kind of having, because I think in Bree's death that opened some staff positions that had not been filled, and I don't know if you were hired as a result of that, but it's kind of interesting that you're now on board after Bree's time, and they were so close. Kelsey and I have spent a lot of time talking about that. So something even less on market on Mark. Best hot sauce for scrambled eggs, Cholula or Tabasco?
Ooh, can I say none, and I just like spinach in my scrambled eggs, and nobody is a fan of it but me?
Okay, you can't come back and be on this show anymore, ever.
Oh, dang it.
Knock her off now. Get her, just kidding. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Spinach? Well, okay, if it's an omelet, I guess, or frittata, but no spice.
No, I put it in my scrambled eggs. It's weird, but I love it.
You're not a spice girl.
No.
Don't
no,
like
I'm not.
Okay.
I think that band broke up a while ago, Kevin.
All right. This is going to be fun. So, favorite ethnic food?
Falafel? Yeah. Oh, definitely falafel.
Huh. So, you're a chickpea, spinach in the egg making Midwesterner.
Which is weird because I really have to go on diets like all the time because I eat terribly. My diet really consists of pasta.
If you're eating spinach and falafel, how are you? I'm not following that at all.
Yeah, those are like
those are very healthy
favorite
foods.
Yeah, I know, but that's because I toss them in after I've had so many pizzas and bowls of pasta.
Okay, gotcha. Well, okay, moving on. Favorite sport or sports following?
Oh, hockey for sure. Big hockey fan. I'm excited. I'm rooting for the Blues tomorrow. And, I mean, dance. I was a big dancer before. I don't know. That's an argument in and of itself, whether dance is a sport or not. But I love to follow that. I danced before I decided to go into politics. And so,
well, since my 4-year-old did her first recital 3 weeks ago, I definitely believe that it is in the sport category, and I think that you can do quite well with it, and you're not going to find me bad-mouthing at all, because if I did, my 4-year-old would kill me. She would wring my neck. She already knows, like, how to run the roost, so to speak.
And it teaches good skills. So
coordination, and poise. You know, all the stuff you were talking about with Kelsey, I really am struck by the degree that, and I talk to so many people, and it has become very kind of the mode of the day to speak your mind first and to worry about any kind of collateral damage after. And I so appreciate the way Kelsey frames her arguments, because there's this kind of intentionality of trying to be as dignified as possible while making the strongest argument as possible. And I just think, and when you said that about Megan, now, when Megan was on daytime, I did her show 50, 60 times the last couple of years that she was on, and I never heard her speak a cross word to anybody about anything ever. And I've been in the presence of other, particularly female hosts in the Fox News universe that do not have that reputation. So even on the degree that she lost her job at NBC, I think they were just looking for a way to get rid of her. I don't think she actually did anything worth being fired for. They were just looking for a way to end the contract. So, that's very cool stuff. Your day job for the Federalist, you have filed so far stories primarily related to 2020. What do you like about this election cycle and what you're seeing so far?
Well, I like the idea that the entire Democratic field right now is really, their message is get rid of Trump. And it's almost like at whatever cost as well. And it's a little frustrating because, I'm looking at Joe Biden in specific, who obviously is a front runner, but before he even announced he was the front runner, we all kind of knew. And I would say I'm definitely conservative, but I have a lot of close conservative friends on my college campus that, you know, they grow up in moderate towns. Their parents are, they're split. One, your mom's a Republican, your dad's a Democrat. And so you have that free will to kind of go and drive your own path.
Right.
And so there's a lot of people out there, I would say, especially in the Midwest, that just don't really know if they want to vote for Trump again. And Biden was that character that could have been the swing and could have really taken things in a different direction for the 2020 field. But I think in recent weeks, especially this week with the flip-flops and the Hyde Amendment, I think he's really lost that moderate conservative that would have gone over and would have made this a more interesting election.
Well, I think that you're exactly right, and I think that it's not just the Hyde Amendment, but the Hyde Amendment on top of the plagiarism, on top of the fondling issue, on top of the inability to draw a crowd. I mean, the guy, it's interesting to watch how their campaign is operating, because they're afraid to let him be in front of people. And that's not a good position if you want to be the nominee for your party. And you've got 23 other guys that are very aggressive in wanting to take that spot.
Absolutely. I mean, he just literally is a male version of Hillary, which is not going to go over very well, as we saw in 2016. I think that their only other chance at a different front runner is going to be if Pete Buttigieg was to do something a little bit different. I've been saying that for a while, but I think he made a comment about a month ago. I'll have to check that. So don't quote me on exactly a month ago. But at some point he said that, you know, if you don't believe that gay people should have rights in this country because of your religion, then you are practicing your religion wrong. And I think that really was unfortunate, because not that I liked Pete Buttigieg, but I saw a lot of potential in his campaign. I saw him as somebody that could take over Biden if Biden was to do exactly what he's doing now. But I think that he lost, again, that moderate conservative voter when he said that, because you just can't tell people how to practice their religion, regardless of if I agree with him or not.
Yeah.
So that's really where I'm kind of seeing the 2020 field now, is those people that could have taken over Biden have really stepped on their own toes, and they're just kind of done now.
When we continue, you've written about Steven Crowder.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. and Mexico have agreed to steps to curtail the influx of Central American migrants into the U.S. Mexico's ambassador to the United States, Martha Barcina.
The United States and Mexico commit to a Mexican enforcement surge. Mexico will take unprecedented steps to increase enforcement to curb irregular migration, to include the deployment of its National Guard throughout Mexico, giving priority to its southern border.
Also, both countries have agreed to work to improve economic conditions in Central American nations.
The United States and Mexico will continue their discussions on the terms of additional understandings to address irregular migrant flows and asylum issues.
President Trump tweeted, he's indefinitely suspending his plans to impose tariffs on Mexico. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys, of all the boys I've known.
The Hot Sardines, our show band here at Kevin McCullough Radio. And thank you for being with us on Radio Night Live on Saturday nights. If you miss any of it, because we go 9 to 11, then turns right around on Biz TV and goes again nationwide. 66 million television household homes and 300 radio stations. A bunch of those air it at the top of the hour as well. So if you miss some, then stick around. If you miss any of it, go get the podcast. It's so easy to do. iTunes. iTunes or SoundCloud or Google Play. We're everywhere, and more and more of you are doing that. Thank you for doing that. Our guest in the Ladies Lounge tonight is Chrissy Clark. She is one of the newest staff writers for The Federalist, and you already know of my great appreciation for that outlet. And we get back to one of her recent columns in just a second. But Chrissy, as you know, the Lady Lounge is where we get to know some of these women in media, and ones that I feel like should have their voices amplified. So I've got a couple more tough questions for you. Dog or cat?
Oh, dog. I'm actually sitting here petting my three-month-old puppy right now.
What breed?
He's a golden retriever.
Oh,
if you want,
you're a
softie. Him on his Instagram, and it's really cute, at Lil Harp Show. He's adorable.
Lil Harp Show?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to look that
very
up.
Very cute.
Marvel or DC?
Marvel.
Why?
Gosh. Spider-Man, probably. That's why. I love Spider-Man.
Peter. Who doesn't love Peter Parker?
Yeah,
okay. That's fair enough. That's fair enough. Actually, Marvel in my house, my 7-year-old, 9-year-old boys just forget about it. There's nothing even close to them right now, especially with Endgame, because that was just too big of a franchise. Okay, Star Trek or Star Wars?
Oh, Star Wars for sure. I just did a dance in my my sorority, and I was Darth Vader. So believe it or not,
did you? How good was the voice?
Oh, terrible! You know, my nice girly voice did not go well. But hey, we came in first place, so can't complain.
Well, I've never seen a dancing Darth Vader. I'm pretty sure that would make some good Instagram too. But we'll have to leave that for another time. Hey, speaking of social media, Steven Crowder's a conservative comedian. He's made a good life doing YouTube and social media. In fact, he's had a huge following. What happened between he and the major YouTube platform?
Well, he got demonetized, which is super unfortunate because I just think that, you know, I think a lot of your viewers have probably heard about this story. Steven Crowder gets demonetized, gets his money taken away from ads on YouTube because somebody tattletaled on him. And at the age of 22 and probably being one of the youngest in the field, I just look at it and I'm like, okay, I don't go and cry to my mom every single time I have an issue with somebody that somebody said, sorry, words, you know. And it's just ridiculous that somebody had to get on and take away his opportunity to make money because they don't agree with him.
Yeah, to be specific for people that may not know the finer points, YouTube allows you to earn money off of the views that your channel can produce if you have a big viewership on YouTube. You can make a pretty nice living just letting them populate those ads for you. What was the specific thing that someone reported him for?
I believe the one thing that he got really flagged for was a link to a shirt that said, socialism is for figs. And the I is interpretive to something else, which I will not say.
Gotcha.
And the man in the shirt is has his wrist flipped. And Carlos Maza, a Vox reporter, had said something along the lines about how this was online harassment, and Steven Crowder, who... he makes fun of a ton of people. He's Canadian. I'm Canadian also, so I get it. We just have a rude humor. It's okay. but what he was doing was playing a joke. He was being a comedian. If Donald Trump got upset every single time that, I don't know.
Alec Baldwin did an impersonation on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, my gosh. Exactly. Like, you just don't have enough time for that. As a journalist, you have to have really thick skin. I mean, the things people say about me and I'm sorry, I'm not that important. So I just, if you have that much of a following, you have to get a tougher skin if you're going to talk about such, I don't know, explicit issues.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting. So what is YouTube's position since the issue came up? Have they stuck to their guns?
Yeah, they have. They demonetized not only Crowder's channel, but they also went after somebody. His name is Ford Fisher, and he runs the News to Share YouTube page. And it's been really unfortunate because he highlights activism and extremism in his videos, and he's been completely demonetized. And that is how he makes his salary. That is how he makes his living. And to strip that of somebody just because their videos offend you or highlight something that offends you.
Right.
I just feel like that's a line that you're crossing, and it's almost and I said this in my article, it's taking it one step further to, like, stripping somebody of their ability to make money and live the American dream.
Gotcha. Hey, Chrissy, it's been fun to have you with us. Thanks for being here, and come on back soon. Kevin McCullough.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
KMC.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And if you wanted to weigh in on what we started the show with, which was the who's winning between Trump and Mexico as it relates to the tariff standoff that evidently got resolved and evidently is going to benefit our immigration goals, which is to stop having hundreds of thousands of people cross our southern border without documentation, invitation, visa, asylum claim, like all the stuff that they're trying to do, we're needing them to stop. We finally got someone that got Mexico involved in the process, which I've always thought would have been a novel idea. You know, they have to go through Mexico to get there. Why not stop those caravans? And one other thing that I failed to mention earlier, they're also stopping, Mexico's agreed to freeze the funding for the caravans as it passes through the Mexican economic system. So European and American liberals are the ones that are primarily funding these big groups to be able to get on the trucks and the trains and everything and drive them north and do all that stuff. They're freezing all those funds. So they're helping us immensely in so many different ways. And I just don't see how Nancy Pelosi can, like what she says in tonight's headline news on Fox News, that, you know, he's that temper tantrums and threats, not good for the American people. How's it not good for the American people? This is what we've been wanting him to, this is why he was voted into office, is to help get this under control. 888-340-3373 if you've got a thought on that. Now, and we'll take your calls. 888-340-3373. Now, I want to remind you in this hour, as I did in the first hour, of where we are with our project in helping to liberate human slaves from Sudan. In Sudan, northern Sudan, that we got word early this spring that there were 82 human slaves that had the potential to be released if we could line up everything for them. And it's kind of a complicated process. It's kind of an underground railroad, if you've read about that during our Reconstruction period of history in America, where you had people that would seek out the slaves, make a negotiation with the slave owner, etc. But these were all women and children that were taken during the Sudanese Civil War, and that was before the two Sudans coexisted. Now they do. The South is a Christian nation. The North is still mostly Muslim dominant, but nobody liberated the slaves when the war was over. And so as a result, those tens of thousands have not been fully liberated and reunited with their families. So CSI, our partner, Christian Solidarity International, has slave runners. They know where the slave masters live. They know who among them are slaves. And they negotiate for the cost of a vaccine for their cattle. They can negotiate the freedom for the slave. And that vaccine costs about $50. Now, think about that. The cost of $50 separating a human being from having their liberty. Because the slave master would rather make sure that his cattle were healthy during the coming season than to have that slave still there. Now, in addition to that, the CSI, the folks at CSI, put together what's called a bag of hope that goes with the liberated slave to start their new life. And it has everything that they could possibly need to start their life over in South Sudan, hopefully relocated with their family. It has a she-goat, has tenting and tarping. It has grain for them to use to eat. It has seed to plant for future seasons of grain. It has fishing supplies. It has other things in the bag that actually are useful for them starting their lives completely over. And the one thing they say when they come and they realize that they are truly free and they're back home in South Sudan, they just say to CSI personnel, please don't forget about the ones that are still there. And so that's why these 82 came to our attention this spring. Here's the good news. 55 of the 82 have been spoken for. That means that of the dozens of you that have given, most of you have given to liberate one full slave. $250 does that. $50 going towards the vaccine, and the other $200 putting together the bag of hope. But that gives them everything that they need to start their life over. But 55 have been spoken for, and that means there are 27 to yet liberate. So that when we have the Redemption Day here in the next few weeks, because we wanted to do this by early to midsummer. There's 27 more that we don't want to leave behind. If you would be willing to join us in this journey, it costs $250. You could do $50 a month for 5 months. You could do 2 month gift of $125 for 2 months. You could do a one time gift of $250. whatever amount adding up to 250 will liberate one of those 27 remaining slaves. And tonight we have a match challenge. We had a match challenge a couple of weeks ago. We met that, and now we have the opportunity. And this person will give as much as up to matching all 27 that we can get in here for this liberation, which means 27 more people would be liberated before year's end, no doubt. So if you give tonight, that's going to be matched. Here's the phone number, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. You've heard us talking about it. You've heard us tell some of the stories. The conditions under which these women were taken into slavery are just heartbreaking. Many of them raped many times in the course of their existence as slaves. Many of them robbed of their Christian identity, forced to take on Islamic names, forced to serve as sexual slaves to Islamic masters, forced to, in many instances, self-circumcise. I try not to be too graphic here, but that's as uncomfortable and as unhealthy as it sounds. And usually done with the lid of a tin can, not always sanitary, and the infections and other things that sometimes follow, zero medicine given for. So you can just imagine the torture, the trauma, the existence that these women have gone through, and now to have their life potentially given back to them in absolute freedom is just an amazing thing. So if you would be so kind as to be one of the 27 people that we need to just speak for one slave, $250 does it. Thank you to those of you that have stepped up already and helped 55 of these people find freedom this year. But we're not done. We're not done until all 82 are spoken for. And even then, we're not really done. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And every life we liberate tonight will be matched again by a new matching partner that's stepped up and said, hey, I want to challenge people to do well also. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. All right. One final segment on the way in just a little bit. Another comedian says he's calling it quits. And when you hear who it is and what they're quitting, I wonder if you'll be a little cynical about whether or not they're actually going to quit it or not. I know I was when I heard. We'll tell you about it next. It's Kevin McCullough. Don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
All right, Kevin McCullough, and man, that shot of Lower Manhattan is so cool. And if you're not watching us on Biz TV, you want to watch and see the cool shot of Lower Manhattan, you can do that on our social stream. You can follow it on Facebook or on Twitter. I've got the links up there. It's on Ustream, but in the days to come, we'll be back on Facebook Live and Periscope, so you can join us live. Now, that graphic right there, I want to go back to Mr. Nick. We want to say thank you to the good folks at KQTY. Radio in Amarillo, Texas. Actually, Bolger is the actual town that they're in. They've joined us tonight for the first time, and it is a joy to have them. We look forward to being with them every week now. So if you're in Amarillo and you've enjoyed the show tonight, please reach out to KQTY 1490 AM and tell them thanks, because it makes a difference. Now, a comedian, sort of. An actor, much more well known for that, this week said something kind of funny. A man who has basically had a revitalized career impersonating the President of the United States, because he had nothing to do after his last show went off the air, Alec Baldwin, said this week he is so done with playing the President. He was asked in an interview, and he said, I'm so done with that. Telling the USA Today yesterday in an interview to promote a hybrid feature documentary called Framing John DeLorean, in which he plays the notorious car designer. He was asked whether he'll return to SNL. He said, I can't imagine I'd do that again. I just can't. They should find somebody who wants to do it. They're all my dear friends. I love going there. But the other thing is that I'm going to work this fall in a way I haven't done in a while. My wife and I had a son a year ago, blah, blah, blah. He just doesn't want to do it anymore. And it's too bad, because he got an Emmy for it, and he has actually done a lot of good for the country, because it's been impossible to really hate Trump when Trump has been as funny as Alec Baldwin has made him. So it's kind of backfired for him in terms of the political stuff, and I think that's why he doesn't want to help Trump anymore. Trump's one of those guys where he understands basically any publicity is probably good publicity, and he knows how to at least take advantage of it and spin it. So, Alec Baldwin, this week of the 75th observance of D-Day and talkers and all the rest of it, he's saying he's out, no more Trump. Now, I'm going to put this date in my little notebook right here. I'll put it right here. Alec Baldwin said, and the date, which is the 8th of June. And then in September, when he's on the season premiere of SNL, I'm going to pull this note back out, because I have a feeling that's going to happen. I have a feeling NBC's not going to let that just die quite so easy. They've revitalized the ratings. The show had nothing. And then Trump got elected, and Alec came on board, and man, it's done well. But I understand where he's coming from. He doesn't like the big guy. Oh, he liked him before he ran for president. Sure liked him for that. Asked him for money for all kinds of things, for different causes and stuff. But, you know, since he's been elected, he's got to toe the liberal Hollywood line, which I don't have to do, and I'm really glad. Hey, thanks for being here. Thanks for hanging out with us, and we'll see you again next time on Radio Night Live, live from New York.
With you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
On Radio Night.